According to the Urban Dictionary, a crazy cat is someone who does extraordinary things, out of the norm things. In our opinion, fabulously mad things. Crazy Cat is a platform that was started by seemingly ordinary women who wanted a space where other seemingly ordinary women could go to for advice, business opportunities, and just good old stories. Stories about and for the everyday woman. I like to think of myself as a bit of a crazy cat too, so I jumped at the chance of speaking with Crazy Cat founders Sarah Bagarib and Cheryl Guzman-Ng, along with their lead creative Hannah Kamsadi, about their recent official launch event and their story behind this not-so-everyday venture.
Yeah, so why I started Crazy Cat, it started off as a hashtag that I used about 3 years ago, hashtag Shine On You Crazy Cat. And how that started really is from a Pink Floyd song called Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And it's actually a really sad song about Sid, one of their band members. But I thought the words Shine On You Crazy is quite empowering. But I didn't, and then I was thinking about what would be the word that would rhyme with Shine On You Crazy. And the first thing that came to mind for whatever reason was cat, apart from the fact I love cats myself. So yeah, Shine On You Crazy Cat. That's what I, you know, we've heard of cool cats, but not really crazy cat. And I used that as...
Only crazy cat lady.
Exactly. People would, yeah, relate it to Crazy Cat Lady. And that became like my mission to humanize Crazy Cat and make it more like if someone thinks of the noun or the word Crazy Cat, you would immediately relate it to an empowered woman, an empowered woman.
Crazy in a good way.
Crazy in a good way. And we're all a little crazy.
Not like a loony, but more of like with drive.
Not certifiable.
With drive and ambition.
Right.
Yeah. That kind of crazy. How we came together was really I had this idea about maybe in September last year around there, and then I just knew that, you know, I really want to do something with it, didn't exactly know what, but my background in media, like, so it became quite natural that okay, maybe I'll create a media platform and build a community of, you know, around it, because what I thought was there are various like women organizations in Singapore especially as well, but they're mainly focused on, you know, the privileged few, women in power, women in business, but nothing really that catered to like the everyday women, you know, who are also like, we're all, you know, working towards our goals and our dreams, but we also, you know, we have bad days, we struggle at times, but no one really talks about it. So that's what I thought, you know, this is what I want to build, like this community of the everyday women. And then I thought, you know, I can't do this by myself, obviously. And I think it's definitely way bigger than just me, and just for me. It's really for the community and for, you know, the everyday women out there. So I was looking for other women to work with. And when I thought about Crazy Cat as well, I thought that, okay, it needs to also look good, like aesthetically, like the brand and everything, just so it'll be, you know, people like nice things, like pretty things. So that's when I thought about Hannah. Hannah and I have been friends.
We met through Instagram, like in 2014.
I love Instagram that way.
I mean, honestly, it's been quite a crazy ride since then. So I think back then, Sarah actually had her own company as well, doing like
flowers
and clothes as well. So I was first in touch with her because I wanted to buy something from her store. And yeah, I think it sparked off from there. And then we, on my birthday, we met for coffee. And then we realized like how much we had in common, and like, yeah, we just really...
And Hannah has always been like, to be one of, like, ever since I met her, obviously one of the most creative friends that I have. And I really love her style, her aesthetic, her, like, everything that she puts out on her Instagram is super colorful. You can go to @thepocketissue.
Thanks for the plug.
I do have to say that her dangly earrings are very pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's quite cheap as well. But anyway,
they're like these gold bubbles, all, you know, on a thread.
Yeah, I'm like an ornament.
Shoulder dusters.
That I had to have her now on board with Crazy Cat, because I think creatively we are like, I like, we're on board, like the same, we have the same vision and we like the same things and yeah, all of that. So
and so how does Cheryl, the third angel, come into the picture?
How did we meet and how did this all happen?
So basically, Sarah and I actually volunteer on the PPIS, which is a Singapore Muslim Women's Association. I'm a non-Muslim, so I'm so-called the minority on the comms board, and that was where I met Sarah. And obviously, when I first saw her, she's so much energy, such an amazing lady. And then, I don't know what happened though. It's just weirdly out of the blue one day we just started chatting, and then she said, "Oh, let's meet up for lunch." And then when we met up for lunch, we were talking. She was telling me about something that she really wants to do, and then I wanted to tell her about something I felt. And she said, "Why don't you go ahead first? Tell me what is it that's bugging you." So I told her that because I work in marketing and tech, and I do innovation and all, so I do get to hang out with a lot of women in tech, but at the same time I was also an entrepreneur. I get invited to all these women events that cater to entrepreneurs or women in tech and all, which is great and fine, but I always felt that something was missing. You know, there was a group of women who I felt were not there, and that's the everyday women. And after a while you start to see the same faces at these events, and I also realized, actually, you know what, I have a girlfriend who started a fashion label too, but why is she not here? Why is it always the same people? And to me, that was something that really kind of set off an alarm bell for me, like, okay, you know. And I wasn't enjoying myself at these events also because of that, because I felt like I'm talking to the same lady who I saw at the previous event, and we're always talking about the same thing, but I would like to know more about your struggles and all. So when Sarah had lunch with me and she said, I have this idea on Crazy Cat, and I really like the name Crazy Cat, right? Okay. It kind of grew on me also. So when she told me what she wanted with Crazy Cat, which is, you know, the everyday women, it doesn't matter what your success is, what your victory is, what your obstacle is.
Or what your measure of success.
Yes, what the measure of success. So, and that was, and it clicked perfectly for me in terms of, because obviously it was something, I sat on it for the longest time. I've always felt that way when I attended these events, but I didn't know whether I should do something about it, or like what Sarah said, it's not something that I can do on my own.
So actually, this might be a good time for me to sort of bring in this whole point about how these other women's groups or networking organizations sort of work, or the type of demographic that they reach out to. Because, so there's the Athena Network, for example.
Yes.
There's CRIB. Yeah. So Athena Network, we'll just move backwards. Athena Network, women in business, women in tech, you're talking about very high-flying sort of women,
yes,
similar to Lady Boss, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then CRIB, it's also high-flying women, are these like super high achievers, even though they are working mothers. Yeah, also moneyed women, right, essentially.
Yes. Privileged.
And privileged, even to some degree.
Yes.
And what is the everyday woman? How do you define the everyday woman?
I think the everyday woman really is, you know, all of us, you know, where we all have our own personal vision and goals and dreams and whatever it is, you know, a single mom, a chef, a barista, an engineer, whatever background you're from, but from within, you know, you have a goal and you have a dream, but you're not necessarily like born into this, the privileged circumstances perhaps, or even if you are, like you are still that everyday woman, you know, it's just, and just to acknowledge that it's not fine and dandy all the time, and that there are struggles, and to be real and authentic about it.
So an equalizer of sorts? Yeah. I mean, does Crazy Cat hope to be an equalizer?
It's also, you know, it doesn't mean that just because you are thinking of being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, yes, that's success. Success can also be, you know what, I want to have my own little bookshop, a small cafe. That itself is your dream. So whatever it is, the benchmark of success, what we're trying to say, is not just by how big your title is, how big your dream is and all, because no one defines how big your dream is but yourself.
And do you think that, let's say, if you did have a dream about opening your own bookshop, would you feel a little bit out of place in, let's say, a Lady Boss event or an Athena Network event?
I think it's the environment, to be honest.
Yeah, the people that attend this sort of events, I think just by that alone, that virtue alone, I think you'll feel a bit marginalized.
I think a bit
out of place because
you're not even speaking the same language, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Based from my own experience, I've attended one, I will not say which one. I mean, they all have good intentions. That's what I have to put out first, you know. But obviously, we cater to different events, different target audience. And I attended one where I turned up, and because mine was just a small little agency set up, there's only six of us and two dogs, you know.
Wow.
So, and then, but when I went for the event, I felt like everyone, obviously, I don't carry a very branded bag too, but everyone were talking about very big business deals, you know. The names that they bring up, the name card title, and there I was being creative, my name card going like, you know, dog keeper, because you have two dogs in the office, right? So in my name card, Cheryl, I don't put there like CEO or anything. So I felt like, oh no, I'm not big enough for this. Mm. I'm not accomplished enough for this. Mm. So maybe this is not my area. And so I felt small.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I thought my mom would say, oh, so proud of you, you're doing this, you have your own company. But I turned up for the event feeling, I left feeling small.
So what sort of benefits can the everyday woman expect from the Crazy Cat platform?
Yeah, I think for us, we are here to, basically, we have this vision to create like a safe space for the everyday women where everyone can just open up, be vulnerable, share their stories, and in turn, you know, like inspire others as well.
Because so, we really feel like, I always tell myself, like what really motivated me as well was this whole role model cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I have a role model, but my role model also has a role model who has a role model who has a role model. So some women may feel like, oh wow, like that's my role model, but they may not realize that they are actually a role model to someone else as well. Mm. You know, and it's really about identifying what your own strength is, because we all have our unique strengths. It may not be the same as that person, but like I have my strengths to work on it yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what we can provide is this, yeah, like Hannah said, a safe space for these women to come together and realize that, yeah, like that's you and this is me.
Yeah.
So and I'll work on what, you know, I'm good at and not, you know, and you are good at what you get. Maybe we can even work together and build something even bigger. So it's just, it's like an ecosystem in a way. And
connecting
just,
people.
And
harnessing the strengths of different women to help each other.
And also, and we're obviously hoping, we're hoping to do this through content. So, you know, creating our own, I mean, at the moment we're still curating content, but we're hoping, as in we are moving forward to it, moving forward towards building our own content. It's, you know, article or videos. And this would be like, we'll call out to writers as well if you want to contribute. So share your story, because it's all about the stories untold, the untold stories of every, you know, of these women, you know, whatever it is they're going through. It could be a reflection, you know, something their person, if it's self-doubt that's stopping them from moving towards that light, that, you know, that goal that they're working towards, if it's fear or if it's, you know, a disability, whatever it is, to share that story. And we really believe that every woman has a story to tell.
Every woman is her own hero.
And it's also for them, I guess, to also realize that, you know, while they may feel really small and alone, that it's through their stories that could inspire others. You know, to recognize that, okay, these are my struggles, but someone else is also struggling.
I'm not alone.
And my story can actually inspire others.
Channel that into something positive.
And it sounds like that you're off to a very good start already, because
you
launched on the 30th of April. Can you please tell us more about that launch event? How many people attended?
So it's our, it was our official launch event. It was presented with the Fashion Value, which is an e-commerce company started in Malaysia. And we worked together to bring in a US journalist and motivational speaker called Noor Taghuri, which is actually someone that Sarah really looked up to. Given her background as well in the journalism industry.
So she, at 19, she started her Let Noor Shine campaign. And how that started was, she was in, I can't remember which news studio at the moment, but she took a photo of herself, and the caption was, "I will be the first hijabi American journalist on national television in the US." And that went viral. And that was obviously the story of how she, and her name Noor means light in Arabic. So she started, her sister started this hashtag, Let Noor Shine. So it became a story of like how, as a woman or as an individual, like how she can, you know, realize her potential and just really harness that and make it happen for her. And now, like, she's that and more. Like, she's already the first American hijabi journalist, and she's also a motivational speaker.
In 2016, she was featured as a renegade in Playboy magazine.
As the first hijabi.
Fully dressed?
Fully dressed. Yes, yes, disclaimer. Yes. But yeah, exactly. And that showed, like, the kind of person that she is, what she stands for, what she represents, and how she really is pushing the boundaries as a minority in the US. And that's a story that resonates, you know, with anyone who could relate to that. You don't have to be American to relate to that story. So and for me personally, because I was a journalist as well, like I came across that picture of her in 2012, right out of journalism school, and I was figuring out what I wanted to do next, and I've always wanted to become a correspondent, and I was just really amazed by how this really young, bright-eyed girl is just going for it, you know, and like, what am I doing? Like, she's just, you know, and she's 19, like, she's super young. So I've always just been following her journey ever since, and it's always been a real, authentic, you know, vulnerable story, and it's just so inspiring to see someone so young, despite the odds against her, especially being a Muslim in the US, it's really not easy. And just, you know, achieving all that she's achieved. So it's some weird way. I've always told myself that if I ever have something like this one day, whatever it is, of my own, that she would be, it would be amazing for her to be the first speaker.
Yeah.
And now, like, that happened.
Yeah, you went for the dream.
Oh yeah, that was, and I think, like, she really was the reason for me to power through to start Crazy Cat, because it was when I asked her and she said yes, and I'm like, okay, this has to happen. I need to get everything together, make it happen. So that's when I really, like, I set myself a deadline. Actually, we unofficially launched in December on my 27th birthday.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So I was like, okay, I need to set myself a deadline, because if not, it won't happen. Because I've really been talking about this for ages. Like, I want to do something, with this. So yeah, I set myself a deadline, got, you know, the team together, and then that happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, continuing the event.
Yeah, so with the event, it was held at School of the Arts, SOTA, and we had about 300 people in attendance.
That's amazing. That's crazy.
Which was, yeah, it was mind-blowing. I mean, coming down to support you on the eve of a public holiday. I mean, on a Monday, on an
evening. They could have been on a plane to Koh Samui.
Yeah, exactly.
But they decided to come down and, you know, like, support us. And
this is our launch event. And I mean, ever since we sort of started in December, like, we've been on Instagram mainly, and just, we have an interim website where we put just out an option for them to join our mailing list. But ever since December, like, we've organically, our following has grown. And now we're in April, 4 months later, we have 2,500 followers.
Wow.
Organic
followers. which is in itself a feat, I guess, because I mean, we didn't do anything. Yeah.
But maybe it's testament to what really is needed out there. Something that's a little bit more accessible, perhaps, and something that you don't have to come in with credentials for.
Yes,
other
than,
I'm a woman and we have the same struggles.
Exactly. Yes. And it was quite, it was reflected at our event as well. So apart from Noor, as our keynote speaker, we had a panel. And we invited Anita Kapoor, who's a TV presenter and speaker, and just such an amazing
woman. A very good energy.
She really added a whole lot of energy. And also Aida Azlin. She's a Singaporean who's based in Morocco, a writer and entrepreneur, and she does her work on AidaAzlin.com. So she's also done like a lot of vlogs and written. She writes, like, she calls it her love letters, so it's like to her mailing list, and she's grown that over the years, and her videos go crazy viral. Like, it gets shared like 1,000 times and it gets watched like 1,000,000 over times. Amazing. She's really an amazing woman as well, so we knew we had to have her on board too. And definitely our final speaker is Erica Lee, very lovely musician and entrepreneur and a mom as well.
Mother
of really two gorgeous kids. So we knew her story would also resonate with the mothers in the audience, or the moms to be.
What's next on the calendar? What's the immediate plan?
We were literally just talking about it before our meeting.
Yay! Please tell us.
So you have an exclusive.
I have a scoop. I've got the scoop.
Fresh off the press.
You heard it here first on Macworld, everybody.
Yeah, Hannah, do you want to
Yeah, I mean, basically, we I mean, we're really big on creating content. I think moving forward, it's definitely at the top of our list, and just strengthening the community that we already have, and, you know, just expanding as well, and with more community-based events, you know, just intimate
sessions. Yeah, so we're thinking for, like, content as well, to really share more of the everyday stories. So even if it's for us going out on the streets with a camera or, you know, a video camera and just asking a woman, approaching a woman, can you tell me your story? And we capture that and build that in a, like, a collective of sorts.
Right.
And, to share those untold stories as well of just women, of all backgrounds, of all professions. And in terms of events, for now we were thinking of doing more intimate sessions, because based on that, our launch event, we really identified as well that, you know, we should do more of these smaller bite-sized sessions where it can be more intimate, and we want you know, those who attend to leave feeling like really there is this community for them.
So in the process of creating your content, is there anything you would, you need? I mean, if you had a wish list, perhaps, you know, we could just throw it open to people. It's like, what do you want? What sort of help do you think you could do with?
If you're a photographer and you want to collaborate with us, come and you can. I mean, photographers, videographers, and writers as well. If you have a story to tell, you know, we'd love to know more. And also, if you know a crazy cat who has a story, nominate that crazy cat and share with us. And you can do so via email. You can email us at info@hellocrazycat.com.
You can via Instagram as well, which is at hellocrazycat.
And you can also join our mailing list via our website, www.hellocrazycat.com. For all of us as well, the three of us, myself, Cheryl, and Hannah, Crazy Cat is a side hustle. We all, you know, we have our full-time job, so this is our little crazy as well.
Yes. God bless crazy.
Yes.